So tonight's Mishnah is the 17th Mishnah, the first parak of Pirkei Avos, the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, who taught the previous Mishnah, also has three things to teach. He says, Kol Yomai Gedalti Bein HaChachamim, my entire life I grew up amongst the Chachamim, amongst the sages. This is Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon speaking, who grew up in the home of Rabbi Gamliel. I only found the best thing that I found for oneself, literally for one's body, is silence. Says Rabbi Shimon, the value of being able to keep silence, of keeping one's mouth shut and limiting one's words, I found nothing better than that particular midah. Out of all the midahs, out of all the traits I witnessed watching and growing up in the homes of the Chachamim and of the Gedolim, the ability to be silent, to know when not to speak, is the greatest midah that I have found. Rabbeinu Yonah comments on this, that clearly he says he's not referring to the types of speech which actually bring harm. Either they're forbidden types of speech, or they're just speeches that don't bring any particular benefit. He's even referring to the type of speech, the category of talk, which is only beneficial, only will help, and yet even in that type of category, a person has to be very careful with the words that they use. They should be measured, and one should learn the trait of silence. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah Das, the Yerushalmi, and he has the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Many versions have the names of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who writes that if I had been there at the time of the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai, I would have requested that we should be given two mouths. We have two eyes, we have two ears. I wish we have two mouths. One mouth should be for Divrei Torah, and one mouth should be for Divrei Chol. One for holy words of Torah and Mitzvos, and one word should be for all the types of Torah. That's what I would have requested, he said. And then as I got a little bit older and went on in life, I realized we only have one mouth and we can't even manage that. So forget it, I don't want to have two. Let's just stick with our one and try to be careful to avoid Lashon Hara, which we can't even do with our one mouth, he writes. Imagine what would happen if we had So says Rabbeinu Yonah, that is certainly what one has to be careful with, that the words of that come out of one's mouth have to be very measured and careful, and to be familiar with the idea that silence is sometimes much more valuable than words. Continues Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Velo Hamedrish Ha'ikar Ela Hamaisa. Literally translated would be Hamedrish, referring to a drasha or learning. It's not the study which is primary, but actually actions. The simplest meaning would be, as Rashi explains it, Godol Ha'oisa, it's greater, or greater is the one who actually does and fulfills the mitzvah than one who learns and doesn't actually fulfill. Rabbeinu Yonah has a very interesting take on this mission of Godol Ha'maisa, of Lo Hamedrish Ha'ikar Ela Hamaisa, that before you darshan to somebody else, before you tell somebody else what they need to do, make sure that you have the maisa first. So before you do the medrash, before you instruct somebody else what they need to be doing, make sure that you yourself are doing whatever it is that you're trying to teach somebody else to do. You have to do that yourself first. This is, of course, used in a major discussion in the Gemara as a debate as to which is greater, the medrash or the maisa, the learning or the actually doing. But as Rashi understood, as I mentioned before, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says clearly, Lo hamedrash hu ha'ikar ela hamaisa. The principle is being able to do the Torah was given to us to fulfill. We need to learn also. There's an need of learning Torah lishma, but the Lo hamedrash hu ha'ikar ela hamaisa, actually fulfilling. Not the exact meaning of this particular phrase, but one which has great value, I think, to us. I remember even years before I began even thinking about going into Rabbanus myself, I was in a shul where I grew up, and I came over to the Rav, who had given a drasha on Shabbos, and he told a fabulous story, and I remember complimenting him on his drasha, and I said, it was a great story, and he said, remember always, Lo hamedrash ha'ikar ela hamaisa. The drasha that you give on Shabbos, that's not the ikar, it's the maisa, it's the story you tell. That always will have the impact. And there's a very powerful lesson in that. That's not, obviously, the maisa that's referred to in the actual Mishnah is doing, but we refer to a story as a maisa. It's not the medrash. If you want somebody to get a message, a story is far more powerful than words. You can get up there and darshan all you want from here till tomorrow. What people will remember when they walk away will be the story that you tell. And Chazal understood this lesson very well. Agadato is Moshech HaSaleh. Chazal tells stories. They tell Agadato because you listen, you perk up, you see when someone starts telling a story, you could tell you got people's attention in a way that's very different. The entire Leil Seder of Pesach, because I'll understand, if you want to get a message across, it has to be done with a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Maisa, the way that you tell a story, has a tremendous, tremendous impact, and it's a tremendous lesson for children as well. If you want to get lessons across, the best way to get a lesson across, not necessarily at the Shabbos table, when bedtime, you don't tell them a story, everybody's listening at bedtime for a story. You can tell stories from here to tomorrow, and stories have a tremendous way of getting messages across them to people, no matter what age they are. I have found that there's always a greater listening attentiveness when a storing is being told. But again, of course, the simple meaning is, as Rashi says, that the doing is more important than just learning and not doing. And as Rabbeinu Yonah says, make sure that you're doing yourself before you teach. And the last thing that Reb Shimon teaches in the Mishnah, v'chol hamar v'dvar mei v'chet. Now, dvar means two things. And the way that Rabbeinu Yonah understands it, v'chol hamar v'dvar, he who increases his speech will eventually come to chet, will eventually come to sin. And Rabbeinu Yonah has a very interesting take on that, that it's actually referring to divrei Torah. That a person who's involved in giving a psak halacha should not be mar v'dvar. He shouldn't talk things over too much because he's going to come to make mistakes. He has to, before speaking it out, and before being quick to say his words, he needs to stop and think and deliberate and make sure that he has exactly what he has, so that the words that he says are clear and they're concise and they're not too wordy. Because when you get too wordy and you start saying all sorts of things, then you're going to end up, someone's going to come to make a mistake, either you yourself or those who are listening. So therefore, even in words of Torah, the Rabbeinu Yonah learns, v'chol hamar b'dvarim, if you increase your words too much, you're going to come to chet. And others interpret as well, just hamar, but anytime you increase things, too much of anything will bring to chet. Kol hamar b'dvarim, if you have too much of anything, will be made v'chet. Person, everything has to be in measure. But in any case, that's the teaching of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The value of shtika, the value of silence, knowing that that's the greatest midah, he says, out of all the midahs I picked up from the Chacham, and the ability to know how and when to keep silence, and lo hamedrishu ha'ikar el ha'maisa, it's not to learn, but it's being able to fulfill and being able to do, and not to be marbit dvarim, not to increase one's speech, even in Torah, before being measured and deliberate in exactly what it is that one is saying.